The Chris and Steph Podcast.
We love Netflix, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't?
Netflix is bae.
Love a good Netflix weekend. Do you binge?
Yes, who doesn't binge on Netflix?
Well,
until I like send out that little pop-up message that's like, would you like to continue watching? I'm like, of course I would.
Well, apparently,
leave me alone, don't judge me.
They're working on a new feature, a binge-watching feature. How does this sound?
Mm.
Where basically it will enable you to have lengthy sessions with your Netflix and it will tell you exactly where you left off and how much time you need to spend to finish the rest of the show. So it's a bit of a, hey, you've currently watched 10 hours, you've got 37 hours.
Before you finish the season.
So it's a bit of a tracker, so it allows you to go, hey, I'm only a third of the way through, I've got this much to go. So it sort of encourages you to get it done.
So it's like at 8 o'clock at night, and you're like, should I watch one more episode? And it's like, only 8 more hours of viewing, and you're like, I don't need to be at work for another, like, 8 to 12 hours.
I can get it done.
Give me an hour nap and a chance to have some brekkie.
It helps you prioritise your Netflix watching time.
It certainly does. It's almost like when you read, like, a Kindle book or something, they give you, like, the percentage left.
Yeah,
like,
that's exactly
37%
right.
37% of the way there or whatever.
This is how far you've come. This is how far you've got to go. So that's a brand new feature.
That.
I think, yeah, great. Knocking off shows. And old shows. Are you doing old shows? Because I find I'm going back and I'm rewatching older stuff that I may have missed the first time around.
See how you stand for my older shows?
Stand for your older shows?
Yeah,
right.
Like my Will and Grace and Daria.
Right.
And so on and so forth.
Such a 90s kid.
I know.
Such a 90s kid. Daria was the best show
ever.
You finish school, you come home, and there was just a show that appealed to your sarcastic teenage ways.
Oh, when you're just angsty, you're like,
yes.
You know what? I'm angsty too.
All the time.
All the time. That's what being a teenager feels like.
Good explanation.
Yeah.
Money on that one. There you go, binge-watching mode like that. News coming up very soon. We'll talk about CSU, Charles Sturt University, and where it sits in comparison to other unis next.
Making statistical information sound entertaining. Now, Stats Entertainment. Get it?
And to crunch some stats this morning, Alyssa from the newsroom. We're talking CSU, are we?
Yeah, so there is a new report out. It's called The Good University Guide.
Ooh.
Perfectly named. And that's by the Good Education Group. So CSU are super pleased about this one because they're at the top of the board.
Top of the good stuff.
That's it.
Like compared to all the other unis around Australia, New South Wales, the world, like what are they comparing against?
Nationally.
Yeah.
Nationally. Okay, cool. All right. So what are they basing this on? What are the factors exactly?
So it uses a 5-star rating system as far as I'm aware. And for CSU, we have been awarded 5 stars. I say we like I'm...
Part of it.
You went to CSU.
I did. So CSU was awarded 5 stars for graduate employment. So that means...
Exhibit A.
Exhibit A.
And Exhibit B on the other side.
I went to CSU as well.
We're part of the stats. 83.9% of alumni, which means recent graduates. But in general.
In the past, yep.
Yep. 83.9% have found full-time employment within 4 months of graduating. That's
decent.
That's awesome.
Well, nationally, that's 69.5%.
Well done.
Now, is that just, like, what does that mean when they get out? Are they getting some dosh? Like, how much money are they on once they get out? That's the big question.
Yeah,
well, that's another one. So we also got 5 stars for median graduate salary. We have the highest starting wage at $60,000.
Okay.
That's an average. So.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Well, someone's got to bring it down.
Wait, here's a question. Who got number two on the list? If we're number one, if CSU is number one, do we know who number two is?
It's funny because this is from CSU, so it's only about CSU.
Okay, right, yeah, sorry.
So we're trying to ask the hard questions.
Oh, I was just going to just rub it in another university's face going, hey, you know, it sucked in.
I haven't read the report.
That's right. That's cool. But there's some good stats. I mean...
Definitely.
University in our area, CSU, doing great things, you'd be silly not to consider it.
Definitely. I mean, if you already live here and, you know, taking in other factors, now that I'm not living with my parents anymore, I'm like, ugh, why?
When I went, did you get that too of parents were very like, well, it's a close university and you'll be close to mum and dad and, you know, if anything goes wrong, we're always here just in case.
Well, they were really good with it. They said that I could move away if I wanted to, but I was going to do journalism and Bathurst has the best journo course, yep. and it's at CSU, and yep. it was literally 2 minutes away, so...
Oh, I was like, get me away from here. I want to be as far away as possible. I didn't. I just went down the road.
Here we are, five different states later.
Exactly.
Alyssa, thank you for crunching the numbers this morning. I'll let you get back to the newsroom.
Thank you.
Chris and Steph, to get you up soon on Hit Fortune Cookie Friday after 7, a chance to have your fortune read out via the medium of cookie. We'll do that after 7.
But right now, I want to have a bit of a chat about one of the latest trends, which is the mangagement ring.
The mangagement ring.
Now,
right, yes.
This is a thing, and it is pretty much exactly what it sounds like. We live in very progressive times.
We do.
And the traditional idea of just a woman wearing an engagement ring seems, you know, not all that fair sometimes.
Okay.
So many men have started to wear mangagement rings. Now, this is a huge jump because, I mean, until, like, I don't know, like, well, before our time, obviously, but, like, the 40s, 50s and 60s, men didn't even wear, like, wedding rings a lot of the time.
Didn't they?
Wedding rings are really quite a modern thing.
Right.
And still today, like, heaps of men don't wear a wedding ring all the time due to, you know, if it's their workplace or whatever, it might not be.
Or if they're, you know, not faithful.
That too. However, welcome to 2017,
yes.
And a lot of millennials are liking to shake things up with a lot of men wanting to wear a mangagement ring.
Okay, all right.
So, you know, after they, maybe their partner proposes to them, maybe they both want to get rings together, but just a ring to signify that, you know, that they're planning on being married soon.
That's the idea of the engagement ring, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
This is what we're doing. We're going to get hitched.
And I mean,
so back off, everyone
back
else.
Off.
They're mine.
Okay, I think a lot of women might like this idea of their man wearing an engagement ring in the meantime as well.
Very true. Also a T-shirt with her face on it. That works just as well.
Oh, going out for a night with your buddies?
There you go.
Don't forget your man engagement ring, darling.
You got your nice new shirt. It's got my face on it.
So it found that around 5% of men are wearing man engagement rings, according to a company of The Knot. They're online. Wedding company, like
tied the knot,
and more jewelers and are designing rings, you know, for men.
Okay, so traditionally, let's talk rings for a second. What's different about the mangagement ring? How does it look different to a regular?
Well, normal rings might be plain gold or silver or platinum bands.
Yeah.
Now, often the mangagement ring might have small diamonds in them as well.
Right? Really?
Yeah, and they're often stacking them, so they'll wear two rings.
Okay.
So you'll have your mangagement ring and then on your wedding day you'll put on a second ring as well.
There you go.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
Sarah,
mangagement rings.
Sarah and I, we've had that chat before we got engaged or anything like that about, you know, what if she was like, oh, maybe I could ask you, and I'm like, no. Just, you know, give me this option. I'll do it.
Yeah.
It'll happen. I'd like to surprise you.
I
didn't want that taken away from me as much as, you know, that would have been nice.
And you're not opposed to shaking up traditions or anything, but
that's something
that you wanted.
Occasionally I'll let her take out the garbage. I mean, we do. We shake
things
up.
Oh, you're a gentleman. You are a gentleman, Chris.
Well, you like to shake things up. I mean, you know, let's not stick to the norm. Maybe I'll do the washing. You know,
that's
and
such
you could take the bin out.
Mm.
Oh, I'm just dealing with
the
old stereotypes.
I know.
If you want to get the old man engagement ring, get the old man engagement ring. Go for it. Go nuts.
You and I have said this a few times on the show when we talk about engagement rings and whether you spend lots, spend little, when's the appropriate time, how to do it, you know, no flash mobs.
No flash mobs. Sorry, isn't 2005.
But I think the biggest thing that it always comes back to is knowing your partner. If you know your partner well, you know what they want. That's what a good partnership is.
Yes, very
And if your
true.
Partner wants a mangagement ring, then you get him a mangagement ring.
Damn straight. And if you want several diamonds in it, so be it. Okay, it's up to him. Chris and Steph, to get you up for an R&B Fridays, thanks to Harvey Norman Computers Orange.
Now, just after 8 this morning, your chance to share your dad jokes with us to score Dad the ultimate Father's Day gift, which is a $1,000 Kennards voucher.
Which is amazing, by the way. Dad, you know, he could do so much with $1,000 at Kennards.
And we've had some good ones this week, haven't we, dad jokes?
Yeah, they've been hard to find, but we have had some
bad,
good ones.
Like good ones.
Like, yeah, well, on the money for dad jokes. Like, they represent the poor quality that dad delivers quite very well.
See, my dad's a shocker for them.
What's your dad's name again?
David. I wonder if you're listening. Hi, Dad.
Hey, Hi, Dave.
Nah, the best one, I think, from my dad, and this is like family legend now that's sort of told.
Family legend!
Yeah, we were out at the local one day and Dad looks up at the specials board as the waitress sort of, you know, comes over.
Yeah.
And he sort of looks up and he says, oh, yeah, I'll get some of those dissoles, can I? Is it dissoles? Is that a D? And the waitress goes, oh, no, sir, sorry, that's an R. Great, I'll have some arseholes. Excuse my language.
Jeez,
on the radio.
David, what are you doing, mate? This is why we can't go out and dine in nice places.
This is why we can't have nice things.
This is why we don't have wristholes anymore as well, because of this joke. Oh, my goodness. What the hell?
Yeah, classic dad.
That's a great dad joke.
Isn't it
That's
good?
That's a great dad joke.
$1,000 can answer, I guess.
He's got to come to town one day, and we have to take him out. We'll go out to the Canopolis or something.
But how do you line that up? How do dads do this? How do they sort of line up those key moments?
Oh, they know. They spend the majority of their time planning these things out. Good one, Dave. Tell you what, we'll do more dad jokes just after 8. We will send one dad along to Kennard's High with $1,000 to spend. But stick around next, Fortune Cookie Friday on Hit.
Fortune Cookie Friday.
However, Fortune Cookie Friday now, 13, 12, 16. If you want us to crack open a fortune cookie for you and tell you what the weekend is going to bring.
Yeah, this will give you a little bit of guidance into the weekend ahead. Maybe you've got a big decision in front of you at the moment.
Yes.
And you just need that little bit of help.
Clarification, really.
Yeah,
just
that's
like,
all it is.
What should I do? It's like you always, this time on a Friday, there's a crossroads. What are you going to do for the weekend? Can you really commit to something? Or do you, you know, fob it off and do something else instead?
Do you hope for rain and stay indoors all weekend watching Netflix? Possibly.
Don't we all?
Do you hope for sunshine because that'll give you the motivation you need to get outside and do a few things? We're not going to tell you the weather. We're going to tell you your future.
Look at me. It looks like I need some vitamin D. Like, seriously, need the sunshine. That'd
you
be great.
Might need a little bit.
13, 12, 16 to get your fortune cookie. Steph, would you like one?
Yes, please.
All right, here's one for you. Word to the wise. Word to the wise. Don't play leapfrog with a unicorn.
Ouch.
Okay. I don't know. That's that's theatre of the mind, obviously.
That certainly is.
Word to the wise. Do not play leapfrog with a unicorn. I think it's
can
about.
Can you decode that?
If I was going to decode that, I would say if you're going to tackle a project, make sure it's something that isn't going to turn around and bite you.
I was thinking about sanding the windows this weekend.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just, like, not.
Leave it. Like, I think that's saying, you know, you can put yourself in a situation where it backfires.
Okay.
Like, if you jump over a unicorn and you don't make it far enough, you know what happens? They're like, whoop.
Ouch.
Yep, whoop. Right there. Can I have one?
Of course.
All right, cool. Let's do it.
Do it now. Today will be yesterday tomorrow.
Oh, that's just a line at a Kung Fu Panda.
Is it?
Yes, yeah. Uh-huh. Today's the tomorrow that you worried about yesterday. Yeah.
Well, I think this maybe is like whatever you're planning on doing, you may as well get started now. To me, this sounds like start working on your summer bod.
Right.
This totally to me sounds a little like maybe it's time to get back to the gym or there for the first time.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And that you need to just start. Like, do it now. Today will be yesterday tomorrow.
Fat shaming on the radio. That's
not
what
fat
that
shaming.
Is. Fat shaming
it's
on the radio.
It's getting ready for the. I think that's what it is. I think that's saying, you know, don't procrastinate.
Yeah, right. Yep.
I mean, who knows? It could be watching the final episode of Game of Thrones or something in your life. Just, you know, do it straight away and don't wait for it.
But if
to
you,
me,
if you're
get
thinking,
some motivation. It's first day of spring. You know, do it now. It could be cleaning your wardrobe or cleaning your house, doing your spring clean. Do it now, not in like yesterday's time.
Can I just say, I'm glad. Oh, you got that cookie for me, not the other way around.
Yeah,
because if I said
you.
That to you, I'd be dead by now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
13, 12, 16. Do you want a fortune cookie? We'll read them out for you next on Hit. If I'm here, I'll probably just pop out to the gym for a sec, actually.
Fortune Cookie Friday.
All right, fortune cookies a go-go on 13, 12, 16. Would you like one? Ring through. We could give you a fortune cookie. Read it out for the weekend.
It's easy as that. You know, we just want to help guide you, maybe.
Yes. What we were saying, just one second, what was the one that you read out exactly verbatim before for myself?
It's a really good question.
You can't remember. But
hold on, no, I've got the little piece of paper here. Do it now, today will be yesterday tomorrow.
Okay, do it now. Okay, so I've got to take action today.
Yes.
All right.
Are you writing that down? Are you like, do it today? Are you, you just wrote that down. Take action.
I'm just taking notes, just jotting this down. I've got a, you know, it's like your horoscope. If you get a good horoscope, you take notes, you go, all right, this is what it said.
If it's a bad one, you totally ignore it.
13, 12, 16, let's give out some fortunes now. Tiana's joining us. Morning, how are you?
Not too bad.
Yeah, you got plans for the weekend?
Yeah, just spend the weekend with my two girls.
Oh, nice. But you want a fortune cookie to clarify, you know, maybe what you should be doing over the weekend. Is that yeah, kind of what's going on?
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Hoping this gives you something. All right.
All right.
Shall we open one for you now?
Yes, please.
All right, let's take a closer look. Oh, hang on. I don't even have the cookies ready. One second.
Got the cookie bucket.
There it is. Oh, work with your destiny and stop trying to outrun it.
Oh,
that's interesting.
You're trying to outrun your destiny at the moment?
What would your destiny be?
I got no idea.
No idea. I reckon, Steph, you've probably got a better one, do you?
Yeah, I've got a cookie.
Let's see if you've got a better one.
A great pleasure in life is doing what others say you can't.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah?
What? So do you have someone to prove wrong maybe at the moment? You've got some things that you're going to do for you?
Yeah, I've done a lot in the last kind of 6 months that people wouldn't have thought I've been able to do. So, yeah.
I love this whole talking in tongues and alluding to something that we can't really...
No, but I like that.
I like it too.
It's saying that you've been working hard and a lot of people doubted you, but you've come a long way.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, well done. Good.
Excellent.
Good. All right. Well, keep doing what you're doing, girl.
Another successful cookie.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend, okay?
You too. Thanks.
There we go. Happy customer. Good. Thank you, Tiana.
I feel a little inspired.
Oh, don't you love that? You know, naysayers and then proving them wrong. Like, take that. Suck on that. Look at me do well and you can go and shove off. Thanks. Good. All right. Success.
I always think that's what happened to people when they have that rant on Facebook that says they're deleting people who are, like, negative in their life. I'm like, I wonder if that's what happens to them afterwards. They're like, oh, look how great my life is now because I'm doing things you didn't think possible.
But then you see them back on Facebook next week and it's like,
you've got a friend request. That would be right.
Fortune Cookie Friday. We'll talk magpies next on Hit. However, let's look at magpies.
Yeah, let's have a bit of a chat about Maggies. I know that's the first day of spring today, which means that magpie season is officially upon us.
Damn it!
And we have spoken about magpies multiple times on the show for long-time listeners. You'll know this. Chris, you have
undying hatred of magpies in general.
Yeah, and you're quite often swooped. Last year, you obtained a head injury from said swooping.
And then I also got hit by a magpie too. went for a walk around the block here at work and... Bang! Didn't get out to the highway before a magpie clipped me fair in the side of the head, and I was bleeding.
Well, I have the latest word from a professor in animal behaviour from UNE, from the University of New England, and
get a real job,
author
mate.
Of Bird Minds.
Get a real job, author of Bird Minds.
A Dr. Kaplan.
Okay.
Now she gives you some advice.
Oh, it's a she.
I believe so.
Right. Yep.
Some of the behaviours of magpies, okay?
Right.
Now, she says, forget fake eyes and spiky helmets. They're no good. They're not doing you very well. But the best thing you can do to avoid being attacked by a magpie, and you're going to hate this line.
No, what
you're
going
to hate this because I've been telling you this for the last 18 months. Just make an effort to be friends with them.
No!
Yes!
No.
Swooping magpies.
I live here.
Totes comet this time of year.
Fly away, you gigantic rat of the sky.
Male birds attempt to protect eggs and chicks in their nests from predators.
Yeah, so they're jerks.
So magpies, but get this. This is what you don't believe me on, and this is totally true. Magpies will only swoop people or things that he doesn't know.
Okay.
So he will only go for those who haven't sort of formally introduced themselves.
So you're saying I should invite the magpie down to the Kinobolas for a couple of drinks on a Friday, and then once he gets to know me, he'll be fine.
Or you can train them, you can teach them. We know magpies remember and recognise human faces, and they will remember you for years. So the magpie that swooped you last year will swoop you again this year.
Yeah, but guess who's going to die first?
Every time you go out there, the magpie will swoop you. Well, no, they're generational, so he'll teach his sons to swoop you as well.
Okay, anyway, well, that's more of a...
So
generational, that's terrible.
You can actually form very, like, lifelong, for their life, friendships Okay. The same way you do with dogs.
Enough.
Magpies are very intelligent.
Enough.
No, this is coming from the Dr. Kaplan.
Yeah, no, I've got a bone to pick with you. Straight up. You moved and you used to live around the corner from me. You know all those magpies that you've been training and keeping at your house?
Yeah, I used to live behind you. They moved over. They migrated.
In my backyard. They're in my backyard, and every day I go out there and shoo them away.
Dr. Kaplan says that they will introduce you to their young, and you'll be the most. They'll be the most charming birds.
There's nothing creepier than
even during breeding season.
There's nothing creepier than a person who has friendships with birds, like. Get a hobby.
I have six in my backyard that I've already made friends with. Some are only a year old. They're gorgeous. And I have been training them. You can train them with sort of not too much bread because it makes them bloat, but you can give them a bit of mincemeat or something.
Oh, hang on. What was that?
It makes them bloated, which will make them grumpy.
Oh, right. Because they're not, you know, already causing me physical damage.
They'll introduce you to their young and you'll be lifelong friends and they'll protect you when other birds are swooping you.
Okay.
Don't get me started on the plovers. They're evil. But the magpies will be all right for you.
I have no desire to be that old man on the street who's forming friendships with magpies. Kids, don't look at him. He's just, you know, he's just obviously going through some
this
stuff.
This isn't... No. If you make friends with the magpies, they won't swoop you. Simple as that.
Yeah, okay.
Look, touch wood, I've never been swooped.
Oh, I feel a radio stunt coming on.
Never been swooped. I make friends with the magpies and I know all the families
of
magpies.
Look at this. So this bloody bird swooping the studio as we're doing this segment. They can't figure out how to get through the glass to my head. Look at them all.
They really dislike you.
Go away. They hate me and I hate them back.
Don't hate animals.
It's a mutual thing.
They're beautiful.
You can hate animals. That's fine. Look at this one. Go away.
Magpies do hold a grudge, though, so just...
That was the Chris and Steph podcast. Thanks for listening, whoever you are.